It's a busy afternoon at Marley Drugs on Peters Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem. Larry McGuire is a regular customer. 6 months ago, he switched his mother's prescriptions to Marley Drugs. She's 59 and has multiple sclerosis. According to McGuire, she has no health insurance and won't qualify for Medicaid until next year. Her only income is $1,000 a month from Social Security.
We was able to get those six drugs up here for 3 months for $120, 90 days. At the other stores, Rite Aid, Kmart, and Walmart, it would have cost me around $800. Now it's a lot better. You know, we got $300 a month to buy food. Now she gets the same service and has money in her pocket.
One of the drugs McGuire's mother takes is gabapentin for nerve pain. It costs almost $300 at most pharmacies. The generic is Neurontin. At Marley Drugs, a 90-day supply for 300 milligrams is $20. At Walmart, it's almost $45. Costco and Walgreens charges around $15. In 2003, David Marley opened Marley Drugs. About 2 years ago, area Walmarts, including the one up the street from him, launched a $4 discount program for maintenance prescription drugs. To remain competitive, Marley and other companies created similar programs. Today, with 13 employees, Marley offers more than 50 maintenance drugs. Customers pay $20 for a 3-month supply.
My acquisition cost, if it's less than $12 for 90 pills, it goes on the list. If I can't buy it for less than $12, it's my cost plus $30 for a 90-day supply.
But in 2011, Marley discovered price disparities. One evening, a breast cancer patient living in Greensboro called him. She was price shopping for letrozole, a generic version of the drug Femara used in some breast cancer treatments.
She says, I walked away from the counter at Walmart without my medicine because they were going to charge me $436. I said, ma'am, that's insane. It doesn't cost that much. There's no reason. I think at that point I said, well, we're just going to set a flat fee, $40 for 30 letrozole. And she came in and gave me a big hug, and it felt really good.
Currently, Marley Drugs outprices several area Winston-Salem pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS. However, Costco is competitive and offers better prices on some generic drugs, charging between $5 to $17 less. Walmart's corporate office declined an interview with WFDD for this story. Walgreens and CVS did not return our calls, but Costco did speak with us.
We will not sell above a 15% margin on any item that we sell at Costco, including prescription drugs.
Victor Curtis is Senior Vice President for Pharmacy Wholesale for Costco. According to him, sellers such as Walgreens, Rite Aid, Walmart, and CVS set their own prices for discount drugs.
95% of their prescriptions are billed to insurance. They're going to maximize their payout from the insurance company. So their cash price is, in effect, high enough that they never default to the lower cost when they're billing an insurance company.
Another variable influencing generic drug prices is pharmacy benefit managers. These third-party entities process and pay employee prescription drug claims and then bill the company. According to Victor, Costco also operates as a PBM for several companies nationwide.
Basically, any savings we get goes directly to a lower claims cost for the employer who we represent. We operate on a low monthly per member per month administration fee. We don't keep a portion of the rebates that we get from pharma manufacturers. And if we get a lower cost from network pharmacies in terms of on claims, we pass that through as well.
But Marley says many PBMs practice spread pricing.
When I'm only being paid as a pharmacist for that omeprazole from the insurance company, $10.36, but the employer gets a bill for the same prescription for $52, something wrong there.
So to help even the field, Marley is offering his discount drug program to area employers as an alternative to using PBMs. He says helping people save money while getting the drugs they need is his personal mission.
When we've got people that are getting life-saving medicine, that we're going to go without it for no other reason than the greed of the company wanting to sell it, yeah, I feel pretty damn good at night.
Right now, only North Carolina residents can purchase discount prescriptions from Marley Drugs. So Marley is working to secure pharmacy permits in 18 states, enabling him to fill and mail orders. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.